This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Facebook agreed to pay a record $5 billion fine, 20 times greater than the largest privacy or data security penalty ever imposed worldwide. More on this after these tech headlines. The Justice Department is poised to approve T-Mobile's merger with Sprint under a plan that would equip satellite TV operator Dish with the building blocks for a new wireless network. The companies have spent weeks negotiating with antitrust enforcers and each other over the sale of assets to Dish. Needing satisfying were concerns that the more than $26 billion merger of the number two and number four wireless carriers would hurt competition. The department could announce a settlement with the companies as soon as this week, but the timing remains uncertain. The union of T-Mobile and Sprint would create the third major U.S. wireless company with more than 80 million customers, closing the gap with industry leaders Verizon and AT&T. And coming early for WeWork, a September IPO. The company's new target date of September is earlier than many investors had expected. The Journal reports that WeWork meets with Wall Street banks this week about an asset-backed loan that could be finalized in the coming weeks, and it is expected to raise up to $6 billion. The IPO will be the latest test of investor appetite for money-losing companies that are highly valued in the private market. Coming up, inside Facebook's record-setting privacy fine. First, let's talk earnings. In the second quarter, Facebook pushed past a record-setting privacy fine to post strong earnings and revenue of $16.9 billion. That's up 28% from a year ago. It also clocked in $2.6 billion in profit, or 91 cents a share. Now back to that record-setting privacy fine. Federal regulators fined Facebook $5 billion for privacy violations and are now creating new oversight and restrictions on its business. The FTC opened their investigation after discovering that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica had gathered details on as many as 87 million Facebook users without their permission. And Joe Simons, FTC chairman, says the resulting historic fine was a long time coming.
This settlement is the result of an exhaustive investigation, which concluded that Facebook betrayed the trust of its users and deceived them about their ability to control their personal information.
Lest there be any confusion, Gus Eiler, director of the Justice Department's Consumer Protection Branch, made it clear what Facebook is accountable for.
Despite offering users privacy settings that promised to share their information with friends only, Facebook, in fact, shared users' information with every developer of an application installed by a user's friends. In other words, for most Facebook users, their data privacy was set not by their own choices, but by the choices of their most click-happy friends. Facebook also deceived Americans about how it would use their gathered phone numbers and about when facial recognition technology was active on their Facebook accounts. These were all serious breaches of trust. The $5 billion civil penalty that Facebook will pay to settle that complaint is historic. It is by far the largest penalty ever received in an FTC case, and it is the second largest civil penalty ever obtained by the Department of Justice in any context.
As for its CEO, the commission only holds Mark Zuckerberg personally responsible in a limited fashion. Christine Wilson, FTC commissioner, explains why.
We do not have the legal authority to remove Mr. Zuckerberg from the driver's seat, but we have imposed a robust system of checks and balances that extinguishes his ability unilaterally to chart the path for consumer privacy at Facebook. We have required that privacy risks be taken into account at each fork in the road, and we have mandated heightened protections for certain categories of products and services, including those directed at minors. This enforcement action provides immediate protections for Facebook users. And the $5 billion civil penalty will deter future privacy and data security violations, not only by Facebook, but by all other companies in the United States.
So what happens now? FTC Commissioner Noah Joshua Phillips breaks it down.
Facebook, under this order, is having to make structural changes to its management, to its corporate charter, and to the selection and operation of its board of directors. Management matters, governance matters, in particular, as we have learned, in the context of privacy. Facebook is not the first company to elevate privacy issues to the board level, but it is the first company to do so in this way. To be clear, my view is not that every company should have this kind of structure, but based on what we uncovered, based on the facts of this case and the violations at issue, I think it's something that Facebook needs, and that ultimately will benefit Facebook users and the American public. This is a watershed moment in privacy enforcement and privacy governance.
Facebook does not admit any wrongdoing as part of the settlement, but it doesn't end here. Various investigations in the U.S. and elsewhere in the world are still in tow, including the European Union, Germany, and Canada. For more, head to WSJ.com. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.